Good morning. Today is Thursday, December the 1st. All right. Who stole the year?
I know. It's already
passed. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Undersheriff Billy Hansel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
Aren't you glad you didn't have to chase down an RV this week?
Oh,
wasn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
I guess running over, what were those strips with the spikes?
Yeah, the
spike strip?
Strips.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Good one.
Thank
you.
wasn't enough to stop him, so he can't try to keep. Gee.
Man.
Oh.
Coming an interesting world.
Yeah, so I guess today's theme is going to be kind of interesting things this year.
Yeah, interesting things. Here it is, summing up the year.
Our quote this morning comes from Albert Einstein. To punish me for my contempt for authority, fate made me an authority myself.
Yes.
Yep. Well,
we
64 passed.
Yes, it did.
Okay, so are you guys looking at being the coordinators of code enforcement?
No, we're
not.
Or
do you just kind of back off and say, yeah, that's that department?
The thing is, it doesn't totally legalize, you know, marijuana, and there's still misdemeanors attached to it, and so they have to come in compliance with the state law, and people that grow outside of the law are still committing misdemeanors, and if they have prior offenses, it could be up to felony. So, you know, so it doesn't totally absolve us of that task.
So the 85% that haven't registered are fair game for you guys?
Correct.
Not code enforcement.
So
why not them?
Because there's still state law violations that are still on the books. They haven't totally legalized it. So they legalized.
Oh, so you got a piece of the action.
Yes. And so they didn't take it all from us. So everyone is allowed to grow 6 plants and have an ounce in their possession, but they still can't smoke in public. And so all these things are still in place. So if you grow beyond those 6 plants, if you have more than an ounce, then there's still criminal charges that could be filed.
1 ounce is on you?
1 ounce in possession.
Or possession,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not medical. You know, medical is something wholly different. You can have more if you're having medical.
So you're going to have the marijuana subunit of the Sheriff's Department?
I am already so sick of marijuana, and now it's become more complicated. You know, we think Prop 215 complicated things. Now Prop 64 is going to still complicate things. We still have people coming in and calling us and disgusted that there's a marijuana happening in their neighborhood. And, you know, if they're in compliance with the state law or medical law, then there's not much we can do about it. Then we push off on code enforcement if there's a code enforcement violation.
So who is code enforcement? Is that?
That's through the county council, Humboldt County.
Oh,
so,
I bet you that department's going to get a couple more bucks next year.
It should, because there's 2 county code enforcement officers right now, and they're overwhelmed with just
2.
2.
Ooh.
So they need to triple that.
You want a career, young person? I got a career for you. Know the rules. It's black and white. It's
That's
also 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Billy Hansel. This time of the year, ha ha ho ho, trees, food, etc., etc.
Feels good, yes.
For most folks.
Absolutely.
Is this a spike time of the year for you guys as far as just load?
Oh, absolutely. This is a, there's a lot of stress that comes with the Christmas season, and there's a spike in crime all around. There's also a spike in all the people that are out there trying to scam our local residents, either through the phone or saying they're a charity out in front of a business.
Just standing there, at least going eye to eye?
Absolutely.
Really?
So people solicit money all sorts of different ways.
And they give like a business card? And, hi, I'm from the...
Don't you want to support the homeless veterans or, you know, give
left-handed
Christmas...
Left-handed homeless veterans, yeah.
You know, so okay. The idea is that there's a lot of people out there that this time of year, they feel generous. They want to help people. They want to, you know, give a little extra to help people out in this kind of season. And it makes you feel good, right, when you give to others. And there's other people that are willing to accept that. So I encourage people to know who you're giving to. One, you know, we have so many good local charities here, so many good ones that need our support. And so, you know, fund the local ones first and the ones that are well known. And then, you know, if someone comes up or calls you on the phone or knocks on your door and you're not familiar with them, ask for references, ask for websites, and then, you know, go to charity websites. You know, they have a Charity Navigator, and I think the federal FBI has these kind of websites that you can check the validity. Better Business Bureau, you know, check the validity of these charities to make sure that you're going to give $100 or $1,000 or whatever to a organization that's actually a charitable organization.
So you can just go to the FBI website and find
I think it's Federal Trade.
FTC?
Yeah. Okay. Federal Trade. So, and it gives, you know, a lot of good information there of how to identify a scam. But the one thing is, if you're getting the high pressure to give, then it's probably a scam. So, you know, if they won't take a call back, then I would just simply just hang up and thank them for their time and just hang up the phone. And because, yeah, if they're not patient, they're probably working for some of that money. And that's a good thing to ask, too. It's like, are you a professional fundraiser? Do you actually work for this organization, or is this part of your job to raise money and then you get a percentage of it?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, yeah, being commission-based, I don't think a lot of folks, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if it's 90% and you pass along 10,
that's right.
That's a little too healthy.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So you have to be aware. And then this kind of message needs to pass to our older residents. And so because my grandma was taken advantage of several times through the mail, through the phone, because, you know, one thing with her is, you know, she was very charitable to veterans organizations. And then
wasn't Billy's in trouble again.
No.
So the believability factor was a little in question then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, with her, I mean, she was out, you know, shelling out money to all these organizations, and she had no idea where her money was going.
I suppose if you get in one of those, it's almost better if you don't.
You know? Ignorance is bliss.
The money is gone. You know, if you're trying to claim it for tax purposes or something.
Right.
Okay, then maybe something pops up. But
that's right. Yeah. So also...
Yeah, so, I can see why she might be more gullible than others.
Yes. But also just to talk to our elderly folks, our residents, that, you know, there are a lot of phone scams out there, not only the ones from Nigeria, but, you know, there are other ones that occur, you know, claiming that the sheriff's office knows that you skipped out on jury duty and you need to pay a fine. And we take prepaid Visa cards. Do you have a prepaid Visa card?
And who has those?
Well, they say, well, here's my number. Go down and get one. Call me back. And then we can just take care of this today. And you'll be surprised about how many people actually do that. And so it's very disturbing.
Now, you guys get used as fodder on this a lot.
All the time. All the time. So they
the
talk
posse about, or whatever it else, and there's nothing going on.
Oh, absolutely. And so that's another thing, too. Police and fire organizations, you know, we don't solicit money over the phone. And so a lot of times they use, hey, there's a California peace officers, you know, survivor fund. And we're looking for $50, you know. And don't you want to help out the police?
Yeah. I would say, no, I donate at the station. I'll give some to the sheriff, the police chief, when they're in next week. Click.
That's right.
But, you know, I guess not everybody can use my lines.
No, they can't. Yeah. They can't. But it's a good one to use.
Yeah, there's so I'm so creative. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Undersheriff Billy Hunsell. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, and by the Salvation Army. This time of the year, it's kind of intriguing because we've got the seasonal stuff. Now, thankfully, we've got wet.
Yes.
Does wet trigger anything for you guys, or is it the cold that triggers stuff?
It is both. I mean, once... you know, the cold weather and the rainy weather, we do have a large transient population that we have. And we do see a lot of people during this time of year saying, okay, this place is probably not the best for me, so I'm going to start traveling out.
But then, so it does start pushing. Have you seen some of the
Yes, we have seen people start moving on. But then also this time of year, we start losing the leaves on trees and it starts exposing a lot of homeless camps. And so we're getting a lot of phone calls about homeless camps in the outer city areas and in the rural parts.
City. What is that? Now, we've heard sphere of influence before. We've heard city limits before.
Well, let me just say that
the outer city,
the city of Eureka, has done a great job in trying to clean up their city, and so now it's pushed into some of the county jurisdictions. And
you mean Myrtletown and Humboldt Hill,
Cutton, Humboldt Hill.
Okay, yes. Now we're talking English.
Pine Hill, going all the way through Lolita, all the way up through Scotia. I mean, the whole old railway corridor is a prime area for people to walk, for get the bus. And
that's right, because you can see them out here by the Slough Bridge.
Yes, right.
Right along. I mean, there's no desire to hide anymore. It's just there.
That's the transient highway right there. So anyway, they were hiding behind trees, and then now that things are kind of loosening up there and leaves are falling, then we're getting a lot more phone calls about transient camps. So we're out there notifying people that they're trespassing, posting those areas, and then saying, hey, you got a week or two to clean up this, and then find a legal place to stay. And
is there a map of legal places to stay?
Well, there's campgrounds. You know, we got a KOA, we got, you know, state parks. And
is a handout. That might be kind of,
yeah,
might be a little intriguing. I wonder what the perception would be. Here's where you can legally.
Absolutely. Camp. Yeah. Yeah.
Anywhere else, we're on you.
Right. You know, and I know the Department of Health and Human Services has, you know, those kind of quick reference guides that we do hand out.
So they do exist.
They do exist. And then, you know, also we talk about the TAP program a whole lot, you know, about, hey, you know, you came from somewhere. And so if you're not a local resident that don't have local support, then maybe, you know, go back to the areas where you do have support. And so
is that still resonating with folks?
It does. It does. But, you know, some people just, you know, I mean, Humboldt County appeals to them. And, you know, the amount of services that we offer and mostly the climate, you know, this time of year. Not working out so well.
That's what I was saying.
Global warming worked out real good the last couple of years, you know, with, you know, our drought and we had our mild winters. But I don't know, the last 2 years, we've been getting hit again. And so if this continues, we might see a different trend.
As that happens, you know, I think one of the biggest frustrations, and city managers, obviously from the badges and a lot of folks, is great job in moving on those who are here. However, we haven't figured out how to shut the door to keep the next guy coming in.
Yeah.
And the next guy. So it's instead of replace, I guess it's replacement instead of reducing.
Yeah.
Is there anything anybody's doing to stop the migration perspective or part of this process?
Well, you know, we try and get the information out there that, you know, there's not a whole lot of jobs, you know, that these people may be looking for. And
how many are interested in getting a job?
You know, I think they want jobs on their own terms, you know. You know, a lot of, we see these trimmer jobs, those kind of things that they want to come in here, earn a wage where they can, you know, be off the book, so to speak. IRS doesn't need to know where they are, and they can smoke a joint on the job and that kind of stuff. But there is a transition now with legalization, with the all the medical marijuana. I think so, because it's not, they have to, a legal operation, is they have to fill out all the right forms with the IRS. They have to pay payroll taxes. They have to pay Social Security, workman's comp, all those things. And so we're seeing now organizations, you know, like Labor Ready, you know, getting people organized and sending them to different legal grows to process marijuana. And so I think it's different now. So
sometime send me a picture of an ADA compliant bathroom in the middle of the woods. I know I'm hearing that they're being constructed, that they're out there for that purpose.
Yes.
Send me a shot.
I will.
I mean, that one's almost worth framing, or at least sharing throughout the country.
Here it is.
Here's California, baby.
That's right. That's right. That's what we've come to.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Billy Hansel. The concept of homelessness this time of the year, there's the societal pressures, but you got a lot of folks like Toys for Tots and people like that doing outreaches, the coat thing and shelters. I mean, there's a lot of response by the community, the established community, to assist. Do you guys see people either taking advantage of the homeless this time of the year, or perhaps the stereotypical homeless, not an individual, but they're going to lean on that either for extra money or for this or for that or positioning? Because, you know, you got two kinds of resources, right? Monetary and then power and influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost see that one is starting to outweigh the other.
Yeah, you know, there's people always, you know, some people always have agendas, you know, and, you know, and if they can take advantage of someone to gain something, money, influence, then sometimes that does happen, you know. That's really the crux of our job in criminal justice, and we go after those people all the time. But again, that's where I think we have to be smart, and the established organizations that are here. I know Brian Hall at the Rescue Mission is, you know, has expanded things, and that guy needs help. You know, he's expanded, and he's helping a lot of homeless people, and doing a lot of great things in the city of Eureka.
Is he doing a good job from law enforcement perspective?
Yes, he is. He is, because what he does is, you know, Brian looks out for getting these people off the street to, you know, and then there's rules associated, you know, in life there are rules. And so what Brian does is, you know, he says, come in, but you have to be sober and you have to go through a certain, you know, what you do during the day, you do during the day. But when you come in at night, you're going to have to sit through a chapel. You're going to have to, you know, you get a meal, and then you have to respect others, you know. Utilize the golden rule while you're in the facility, and the goal is to help people, to get them back on their feet, and there are, he does have also beds for long term, for this transition to get someone job training, to get them counseling, to get them all the things that are going to provide someone a better way of life. And so he helps people, and there's success stories that come out every month out of the rescue mission.
What percentage of the homeless, because you deal with a different part of society, yeah, but also a different geographical. I would think that the homeless in Garberville are different than the homeless in Eureka, as an example. We can't stereotype everybody. But what percent do you think want help, and what percent want giving and just to receive things?
You know, there's a certain aspect that are there.
What
homeless
you got
by
saying,
choice.
Just
there's at least probably 75%, you know, don't want the help. And
so Brian's helping the guys that
absolutely, and
are
I think
wanting,
it's,
and others of that
yes
arena, yeah.
Because we do speak with people on the street, say, hey, why aren't you at the mission tonight? I don't want to give this up. I don't want to give that up. There's too many rules. And it's like, yeah, but that's life. There are rules governing life all around us, you know. And so, you
give them the opportunity to abide by one more rule.
Yes.
Before you leave, yeah. Get your stuff and get rolling, yeah. Well, 'tis the season, huh?
Yes, it is.
All righty, man.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, my friend.
That man, you know, no.
We can say that now.
Yes, I guess we can. See you tomorrow.